Last time on Paint It Black.
They got way too much time and money on their hands.
Some Superman-esque looking guy with a no poop sign on his shirt.
Was it a piece of shit with a cross out?
Like... It was. It's like cartoon shit with a cross going through it.
Well, I would, instead of the piece of poop with the cross going through it, I would put like a booty with a plug in it.
It's a big cork stick.
Yeah. Cork it.
Cork it.
You know what would be a great side effect? Like if dogs hated you, right? Because, like, I don't know, you're just unnatural. Good side effect. Like,
yeah, that's called. That's called being a minority.
I'd put a China my name tag because I'm trying to steal your money.
Yeah.
I got you back on the Florida Dipper, not the fishbowl.
Florida Dipper?
Yeah, well, this is when you're really hot and you dip your nuts in a big, like, bucket full of ice water.
I mean, maybe.
That also, like, snowballed into, like, one day I was really, really hot at the fucking baseball field, and I was talking about, like, getting two Astro Pops and eating one and sticking the other one in my asshole.
Oh.
Just cool me from the core.
It's called the big
lower, that is a quick way to lower your body heat. Just, like, Astro Pop up your ass. It's like, oh, man.
And lower everybody's opinion of you as well at the same time. Yo, Katz is getting a little freaky over there with that popsicle.
You won't even stick your tongue in your girl's butt.
I will not. I will not. You're trying to compare a finger to a popsicle up your own ass.
Yeah, what?
Welcome back to the Week in Review, Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
Finally back on our Friday recording night.
I know, this has literally been like 2 months.
About time. I'm sorry, I started dating.
On Fridays?
Like, yes. What? No, you get a girlfriend, it throws everything off.
Friday nights for the girlfriend.
No, then all of a sudden it has to be.
No, Friday nights were for the wife, Saturday nights were for the girlfriend.
Pete's not Italian.
No.
Too bad.
Well, one woman man. I'm monogamous.
He doesn't have the time or the money to be messing with the second bitch.
Well, I don't have one of those things. I got plenty of time. Anyway.
You got the less important.
I could make time if I had more money.
Welcome to the Painted Black Podcast. I'm Pete. There's Brian.
Beer in hand.
We got Lou.
Hey.
And Ken's back.
I'm here.
The Pope.
His grace. His holiness.
God bless you all.
Put in my radio voice, apparently.
Oh, hey.
Didn't mean to do that. How's everyone's week?
I hurt my back, man, diving for baseball, and I officially am old.
Welcome to your 30s.
Yeah, that sucked. I was on vacation this whole weekend. I was supposed to go to Montauk, and like on Tuesday, I had to look Jill in the face and be like, I don't think I can make the 2-hour drive, baby. Like, I'm sorry.
But she was that bad? You couldn't even like sit in a seat?
I couldn't sit up, man.
And Jill, for those who don't know, and those who listen and who know who Jill is, can't drive.
Yeah. Even so, man, like it was rough.
If there was ever a time to learn how to drive, that was it. She's never gone.
That's it. It's one highway.
Yeah. No, but she's done. She was a great girl, man. She understood, man. She took care of me for this whole week. So much love.
Yeah. Well, we miss her on here.
Yeah, she started drinking early today. We just bought a new rug in the side room, man. It's really comfortable.
I saw it.
That was occasion to celebrate. Pop out the wine.
Did you see this rug?
It's pretty epic.
It's good. It's comfy. It's like memory foam.
You can sleep on it.
We lit a candle and poured a glass of wine in her.
Just left it at her. Yeah. Her microphone is actually just sitting there uninhabited. So
with a full glass of wine and a candle.
This actually looks like when Jim Henson died and they did the little tribute to him.
Yeah, the little Looney Tunes.
Or no, the Frank Oz.
I'm thinking of the voice for the Looney Tunes.
That's Frank Oz.
Yeah.
No, not Frank Oz. That's Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc when he died, they had that. Lippy has a picture of it.
Yeah.
We're getting very personal about like all these names we're dropping right now and like what's in my house.
Frankie and Vinny and Louie and Petey with the Kid Be Like.
You got so much shit around here, man.
Well,
people don't know that. People don't know what this table looks like.
We are really falling behind. Like we should have taken pictures a million years ago.
We should have. But there are those little pop, what are they? Pop figures?
Funko Pop.
Funko Pop.
Funko Pop.
There's about 200 plus of these things.
He's got every guy but the black guy from Ghostbusters because he's a racist.
Oh, you want? I found out why. No, I found out why.
The closest thing to a black guy that he's got is The Rock, who's like Samoan.
Panthro.
He's got Panthro. He's got Michonne
from Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Of course he's got
Domokan.
Domokan.
Domokan's not black. He's Japanese. Black. He's Blackanese.
Now you're being racist. I found out why I couldn't get Winston Zeddemore. He comes out in September with the Ecto-1.
Yeah, with
and that's definitely being bought.
Okay, good. Well, I got to say my favorite, by the way, Stay Puft.
He's the cutest thing.
Stay Puft's like twice the size of any of the others, and he's adorable.
Cutest thing I've ever seen, maybe. All right.
Lou, would you care to do some news for us?
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
All right, I'm really just doing it as we speak.
Fly by the seat of your pants, my friend.
All right, so here's some story about a cat.
The cat who saved Christmas.
We're talking a black guy or a feline?
This is a feline. All
right.
Who did a nice thing, fetched his owner a bag of weed.
That's a good-ass cat.
What did the owner do? Narked.
Yo, he didn't teach
that. He blamed the cat?
He didn't teach the cat that trick?
No. It was just a surprise.
So the cat just all of a sudden one day learns this awesome trick on its own.
Yeah.
And he goes and calls the cops.
My first thought in that was, I should get a cat.
Yeah, if I had a cat that brought me back bags of weed,
cops would probably be like, what do you want me to do?
He'd be in tuna and milk all day. Which is realistically a gross combo.
No, but you could save a ton of money over buying weed to buy tuna and milk.
And I would buy tuna and milk all day.
That's like a buck a pop versus...
Oh, yeah.
Weed's expensive. I wonder how the cat got the weed. Did he, like, hop in a drug dealer's window, sniff around, grab some weed, hop out?
I don't know, but
he's got a grow house out
there. He was all stealthy. He was up on two legs with, like, his front paws on the window peeking
real
in.
Quick, we didn't talk about this earlier, like, in the recording, but we talked off recording. I'm about to try this beer that has oyster in it. So.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Gross.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Not bad.
Every sip is agony.
No. Yeah. Little hoppy. I like it.
Cool. All right.
Continue. But
apparently, the cat brought home 5 grams, 130.
That's a
US.
Good amount of
fucking.
Yeah. No, that's not $130.
Apparently,
no. Lou, according to this source, 1 gram equals $20. It's $100 for 5 grams.
Well, somebody's getting a scratch.
Maybe this is good shit. I don't know.
But for $100, you should get.
Someone's getting
7 grams.
Catnip,
right?
Don't get ripped off out there, people. If you're paying $100, you should get about 7 grams of marijuana.
Well, it's 150 in New Zealand bucks, whatever the fuck they use.
New Zealand dealing in, like, rocks and seashells. No, so I don't really know the monetary value of
New Zealand acquired all the old Chuck E. Cheese tokens, and that's what they use.
They're using tickets.
No, that's the Shire down there. They got Shire weed, and they, you know, they deal in whatever.
Long
what currency do they use? In the Shire.
Mushrooms.
In Middle Earth?
Yeah.
They didn't really go into it, I don't think.
I think they had gold.
They got
gold,
the sticky icky.
Bitcoins. Well, if Smaug is to be believed, they, you know, there's a giant mountain full of gold. There's
some gold coins or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Doubloons?
They pay with walking places, I guess. I don't know.
Did they pay with the rupee?
A rupee? That's like Indian.
So what? Can't go, some weed?
I always pictured Middle Earth to be in India.
India?
Yeah, like it's a whole bunch of, it's a huge like subcontinent. I'm sure there's some funky shit going on there.
I mean, not at all.
Bengal tigers and stuff like that.
There's not even one tiger.
Yes, there is, you
In
fool.
India?
No, I'm talking about the Middle
Where
Earth.
Middle Earth.
Oh, well,
I'm lost. When you two are in the room together, you guys lock in.
Well, he's talking about.
Maybe
like,
we shouldn't sit next to each other.
I picture he's
that's like. That's what I'm saying. You two just like. Nobody else is in the room.
He said he pictures Middle Earth to be like India, and I'm like, no way.
No, Middle Earth is like...
No, I'm saying if it was going to be on some place...
It's Westeros if it was a little more going on as far as monsters.
No, I pictured it as a little world in India.
You're so very wrong.
It's not a huge sweatshop. What are you talking
about? You're so very wrong. There's not a single brown person in Middle Earth.
No. Well, no.
They're all bad. They're all walking into Mordor.
They're
it's
all
its own little isolated world in India.
But
just nobody in India has walked upon it.
No. It's a lot more lush in Middle Earth. It's Australia. It's New Zealand. It's Oceania.
All right, back to the cat. Right,
anyway, what did this cat do?
He got weed.
Aside from that.
That's it.
Was it dank bud?
Doesn't go into it.
He didn't even smoke it.
He called the cops immediately.
Did the cops smoke it?
Probably. They're probably like, this dumb fuck.
He also took the cat.
They're like, yeah, but we gotta take your cat too for evidence.
Questioning.
Yo, nice score, pussy.
Yeah. Right. They're like sitting there like, yo, we'll buy you a can of tuna. You find a small pot.
Alright, next one.
Maybe a bag of pretzels.
This was great. France spends $20 billion on trains that don't even fit in their stations.
Well, I mean,
my bad. It's no good. No, that was Italian and French. I don't know what the fuck that was.
My Do the homeless live on there?
Do they have homeless? Like, or are they?
I'm sure it's a country in the world. No, so they're, I'm sure they're homeless. People.
Right. Because they're all a bunch of vagabonds out there.
President Pepe Le Pew is...
Maybe they don't have homeless. I'm sure the government probably just gives... If you don't have a home, the government gives you one. They're like, all right, here's an apartment. Fully furnished. TV doesn't really work.
They box up all their homeless people and send them to Greece. So, I mean, like, no one got a ruler out? Maybe no one measured it?
This reminds me of the Spain story where they forgot to build elevators and the... In the giant building?
56 floor building.
56 floor walk up?
That's a rough one. Yo, man, how's that even happen? Like, who? Like, someone won a contract to fucking build these things.
They're probably built in another country.
Apparently, not China. You know, it was a problem with, like, old stations being a different size or something. And now they're undergoing a $50 million contract to resize the station.
That's just like the French.
Resize
not,
the station?
Not yeah. taking fucking responsibility for their mistakes. They're like, oh, no, the tunnels. Yeah. The tunnels are different.
Stupid Americans somehow did this to us.
They're probably somehow blaming it on the Nazis. They're like, they did the tunnels. That's a terrible French act. I don't even give a fuck.
We actually have a soundbite from a local Frenchman.
Oh my god, yes, those Nazi uniforms.
Hugo Boss.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Immediately started talking about fashion and poetry.
when the French president when the French president heard this, all he had to say was this.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boys.
That sounded
weird. I haven't heard that one in a while.
It's hard to drop that one. It doesn't make any sense.
I've definitely heard you try to force it in.
I just like the...
Right then and there, is that the instance you were talking about?
I love the idea of it that, you know, measure twice, cut once. They didn't measure at all.
And why didn't measure once?
No.
Did you order trains? Yes. Order 200.
Let you choose.
I almost went Spanish with it again. I can't do French.
French is stupid.
French is stupid.
Yeah, man. Well, D-Day is coming up in a week or two, so... You're welcome, France.
They have nothing to do with that. Yeah.
You cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Yeah. So, what's next?
If there was another World War, you think they would surrender that, too?
Yes. Immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately.
They've only gotten snootier.
They put up, like, a three-day resistance against the Germans until
they got
to
Paris. Do they even have an army anymore?
The French officially put up a little bit of a resistance while the Germans were marching from Germany to Paris. So...
They kept sending, like... Stale wine and cheese.
I'm just saying,
now with the advancement.
When you
of,
hear about any conflicts, do you ever hear the French are involved?
Yeah, complaining.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You never hear, like, France send troops to Iraq this week. You never hear that shit.
France complains about America killing terrorists.
All
I know
is France is snotty and their economy's bad.
France,
that's all you hear.
France is the reason why the movie, the artist in the movie Chocolat won awards. That's all I know.
This oyster beer is giving me, like, weird fishy afterburps.
It's giving you a hard
It's like, man, I am. Ready to go, right? This is a good beer.
I got a hard on.
I'm fully erect.
Oh, my girlfriend's listening. I'm coming home, baby.
Is there a pearl at the end of that?
I hope so.
A pearl necklace. I think it's called a pearl necklace.
When you shoot loads all over your girl.
It is called pearl necklace.
Yeah.
That's what that's called?
I finally got it. Okay. Moving on.
Yum. That's what that's yum, called. Yum.
Yes.
The beer is called Pearl Necklace.
I'm drinking a beer from Flying Dog Brewery called the Pearl Necklace Oyster Stout.
Fucking fantastic. It's going to kill my stomach, but I'm going to drink one of those.
I like how you appreciate the comedy that much. All right.
So
where are we?
Our next story. Employee of the Year uses dozens of bomb threats to get out of work.
Dozens. Keyword.
Yeah. At what point did they close shop? Like, how many did it take?
No, I think it was an... They describe it as...
After four, they got wary.
As a campaign of bomb threats.
A campaign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically...
The manager initially was like, oh, one bomb? No, we'll survive that. Oh, two?
You ain't got enough TNT in the world to blow up this motherfucker.
Two bombs, not even disrupted. We're not even going to close the register.
Where
we're
going to
keep all the registers still open at two
bombs.
This
is in Seattle.
Okay. And so in the States, in a fairly progressive city...
It's in Washington. They're all stoned.
So he it's basically...
True. Manager was like, oh, you got the bomb?
Yeah, the bomb,
got the bomb.
You got the bomb?
What?
Bring the bomb back here.
You got... You call
Let's talk the bomb, bro.
A bong threat?
A bong threat?
I'm in for that.
You can, don't threaten me with a good time.
Yo. That's a threat I can handle.
Yeah, I got a bong threat too. Right here for you, bub.
So,
visual gags. And audio. Nice. Moving on. Continue.
All right, so apparently this guy was anonymously texting his coworkers saying, like, he's planting C4 and they need to evacuate.
It's like his coworkers getting texts like, John, work. He's like, this is not John from work. There's a bomb in the store.
I swear it. So,
basically, he just did this to get extra days off.
4-day weekend.
Right.
It's the laziest motherfucker in the world.
Did he get fired?
Oh, yeah. And,
did he get arrested?
I'll let you guess the bail, since that's like your running
thing. That should literally be like, no bail. There should be like 25K. Time in prison.
Jailed. 25K.
Right? Yeah. I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna
bomb
say.
Threat?
I'm gonna say this is ridiculous, and it's gonna be like $3,000.
No, it's actually.
This is not a fat people fucking kind of crime.
Right. No, this is a serious crime. I'm saying 25K.
No.
What is it?
It's 100K.
100.
Well, it's not one incident. This has been just like an ongoing. Every time this motherfucker needs a day off.
It's this Monday. Doesn't feel like going in. It's right. Bomb.
My legs asleep.
Bomb.
What? Yeah. I'm shocked you never changed up the excuse. Like, could it be anything else besides bomb?
No, he's like, remember me? C4 again. All right.
It's me, the mad bomber. I'm going to need a bomb threat on Friday and maybe after Monday, like, too.
After the third or fourth call, he really should have tried to blow up the place just so he can... So, like, you
just keep... leave some fertilizer outside or something.
Yeah, rent a van with some fertilizer. Or park it out front, at least.
Leave an envelope full of flowers so they think there's some anthrax.
Gas tank fucking full of propane with... You know,
anything.
Duct tape a brick on top of there or something.
One of those, like,
this guy got cocky. That's his problem.
Get one of those Looney Tunes, like, anchors that you fucking just...
Like a ship anchor?
Yeah. No. I may have
an anvil?
Wrong. No, the one that you... The thing that you pull to make the dynamite blow
a
up?
A plunger,
yeah. I'm sorry. Plunger. Get one of those plungers, put it outside, the wire going to nowhere.
I would love that.
Yeah.
What?
You put no effort into it.
We don't see enough of that.
No. Like, put a whole bunch of hot dogs and some duct tape and throw it at the building.
Do the full Tommy boy.
Yeah.
Get some road flares and some tape.
All right, next.
All right. Let's see what we got.
We're plowing through these.
Man is shot in the face by his brother.
Probably had to come.
Spits out bullet.
Fuck yes.
Wolverine. No, really?
Yeah.
In honor of the new X-Men movie coming out.
In the face! In the face!
We don't get a lot of vacation for that one either.
Yeah, it's bringing back all the old ones. I don't do that.
Sandor Clegane was said to be playing with his brother's toy when his brother shot him in the face.
What I don't kind get of that reference.
Oh, it's the Hound.
The Hound in the Mountain.
Okay, I call him the Hound.
Sandor Clegane, man.
I'm not good with the real names.
All right, sorry. The Hound got shot. I'm dumpy.
Let's go with Wolverine.
No.
I was going to say The Last Superman. Dragon.
I was going to say Ace Ventura. Where he fucking caught that shit like...
A grown man wearing briefs?
Dude, The Last Dragon, man.
He's not wearing briefs. Whoa. All right. Are you calling out Wolverine?
The Last Dragon.
I'm saying Wolverine's a grown man wearing briefs.
He's not wearing briefs.
Not right.
Where'd you get the briefs idea?
Spandex.
Aside from your own fantasies, where you getting
that
briefs?
The yellow spandex.
Full on Peter Pan
blue
style.
Briefs on.
I'm talking movie. Where he's rocking a leather jacket and a wife beater.
The movie? Who's talking about the movie? We're talking about Wolverine. Guy's right. He's in a yellow costume with blue spandex on. Yeah.
Oh my God! Me and Justin and Jill were talking about the movie. You know, I'll save it because we're gonna talk about the movie later.
Right? Yes, we're gonna get there. Let's. All right, we'll table all this for when we do movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wolverine got shot in the face and he spit out a bullet. What happened?
So the older brother told police that he saw his younger brother flash his gun and immediately just fired in self-defense.
Was this West Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia.
Hey, look, that's like
pretty
Virginia.
Wow.
Close, man. If that was West Virginia, I wouldn't be shocked. Close. Virginia.
That was impressive.
So
why is that?
The most white trash in the country is from West Virginia.
No, yeah. But just the fact that there's 50 states, and he called out.
Well, we can rule out California, New York, Boston.
No. This is how it goes.
Massachusetts, whatever.
When something's happening.
That great state of Boston.
When something happens between one stranger.
New England.
When something happens crazy between one stranger and another, it's 100% Florida. When something happens between family members, gotta be fucking Virginia or West Virginia.
That's no how Carolinas that shit works. In there?
Nah, you don't stick to Carolinas are probably gonna be wildlife or like.
If you're talking about barbecue,
you'll probably hear about a hurricane and then like. Maybe a little basement looting or something after that. I don't know.
Basement looting? No, fuck the main house. Go to the basement.
Oh, the main
this
house,
where the good shit is.
The main house is gone. Hurricane washed that away.
All right, anyway.
Sneak into the basement.
We are really avoiding the real meat of this story.
The real,
which
the
is
real
how story. This guy did this awesome thing.
Ace Ventura style, bro.
It was weird. Apparently, after calling 911, younger brother coughed up one of the bullets while speaking with investigators.
How much pussy is this guy getting?
Yeah, from my brother shot me. That's the bullet.
That's basically it. I mean, like, they got the other guy.
How did he
custody.
Shoot? Like, did he hit him through the cheek, or did he hit him, like, did it go through flesh?
It doesn't even say the exact location.
Or was it, like, completely awesome, and he shot him down the throat, and the guy was just like,
Right?
You think you swallow fast enough? Could you do that? Like,
absolutely not.
No, 1,000 times.
I'm not gonna be the one to raise my hand and try it. But
no.
What if you shot him from a far enough distance?
No.
Oh fuck!
It'd probably hit you in the chest.
Ken looks like he's about to.
There's a sign. There's a
but remember last week we did a story about the guy with the bulletproof vest who was like, "Shoot me in the vest," and he ended up getting shot in the head.
You shot me in my leg.
He got shot in the heart.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm gonna just say that's just due to a lack of practice.
Mm-hmm. How much bullet swallowing practice do you have here?
Me, none, but I'm going to fire the gun.
All right, let's see what else we got. Terrible babysitter arrested for making 3-year-old eat her own shit.
She looks like it's a terrible babysitter.
Yeah, she's definitely
Why
some
would you hire
bitch.
You mean the baby eat his own poop?
Yeah.
How old are the kid?
Three.
Three. Well, not baby, but toddler.
They should really put her in the stocks, bro. Like, right in the front.
And just peg her with baby shit.
That is awful.
Oh, baby shit's awful, too.
Exactly. But that's what she made to her 3-year-old eat.
It could be different colors.
It's normally green.
Like, I don't think. If that was my child and, like, I found that out.
It's consistency of wet mud.
I don't think. If I was my child and I found that out, I don't think I could stop myself from assaulting her. Like you fucking did that? Why?
All right, who is this cunt and what did she do?
I don't see a name, but. Apparently, she came home, and upon hearing that the 3-year-old pooped in the tub, she got furious, held her down, and made her eat the poop.
Where was she?
Kid poops in tub.
She was out at the store getting some smokes. Yeah. Stuck the kid in the bathtub.
She went, got some smokes and a little malt liquor.
She came back, realized that the kid had pooped in the tub, was furious about it. Instead of cleaning up the poop, she made the kid eat.
Just stay.
You would do
blooded.
That with your dog too. Like,
I wouldn't make the dog eat the poop. The dog would do that himself.
Some people rub the nose of the dog in the poop. Other people make the dog eat the poop. That's
Damn.
Just
none of this adds up.
That's disturbing.
I think
man.
I saw Caesar and Milan do that.
I would slap this bitch so hard.
Yeah, this is a dog whisperer move.
I would slap this bitch so hard I'd knock out her feelings, man.
Should I call like fucking the police on you, Ken? You do have an odd dog toy in the backyard.
Oh, God.
Shit looks like a giant double dildo.
Right, you got a dirty mind.
That shit is a huge, nubbly pink rod.
I have...
nubbly?
I have...
It's got nubs.
New adjective.
It's got nubs.
Hold on.
For her pleasure?
Hold on.
Ripped
that back. Shit is like a 3-foot pretzel, it looks like.
I have a 5-month-old pit bull, and Lou comes over every day and watches her. But what Lou doesn't watch is when you bring a toy into that house, her little fucking mongrel teeth rip that shit apart in like a matter
dildo
of...
Dildo shapes.
A second. So no, it's not a dildo shape. It's a long rod with two balls on the end.
Yeah. You're describing dildo shape.
It's not a dildo. Bro,
it's a big chef, thick black, with two balls in the end. What? What does that sound like to you?
It's pretzel, right? Pretzel.
It's like 4 feet long, and the, we're talking about a puppy here. You guys are fucking disgusting.
They call it the Mandingo.
You guys are fucking terrible.
Is it a...
Lou, you're fired, bro.
Is it a Petco toy?
Yeah, of course it is. It's made by Kong, you fucking cocksucker.
You got that shit at Expression.
Lou, you are fired, man. You know what? Like, you said some terrible things on here, but nothing is worse.
My dog's not playing with a dildo. Of course, she's like afraid of that thing.
No, she loves it.
She's always trying to bite like the other stuff. She's chewing on rocks and shit before she goes near that.
I think she's just afraid of you, man, because she knows you're thinking weird thoughts about it.
I don't know who to judge more.
That's unnatural. That is unnatural, Lou.
She won't go near it, so I'm like, forget it.
Lou, you're fired, bro.
All right. Back on topic.
Yeah. Anyway, what the fuck were we talking about?
Turn your shirt and your name badge. You're fired.
The babysitter.
Babysitter.
I don't even want to talk about this girl anymore because I just hate her. Like, all right, she made the kid eat the poop.
Let's get the punishment.
Find out about this.
Yeah,
the kid was three. He probably was like,
the babysitter made me eat poop. Like the parents would be like, oh yeah.
And what was the punishment?
They sent
her to the room, her room with no dessert.
I want the stockade with the poop flung.
She's just in jail, charged with domestic child abuse, and that's it for right now.
All right. It's a start. Before we dip our Nevada baby poop.
Probably a solid, like, she's serving, creating a she's Batman serving villain. three and a half years in prison there.
That should be 3.5 years in prison. Easy. All right, next one.
All right, this one's pretty epic. Teen escapes arrest by rappelling down hotel with bed sheets.
Did you tie them together?
Did some fucking James Bond shit.
That would be like the fourth thing I might have thought of. Like,
no, but this is a perfect example of things that you see in movies may actually kind of work.
Right. How tall was the building you were doing it?
Looking at the picture, it looked like it could be 10 stories.
Oh, that's pussy.
It's a big building.
No, 10 that's stories?
That's not a big building.
I don't know what floor.
That's like 6 floors.
The guy.
It's no, more than 6 windows.
There's definitely like 10 windows from the bottom.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And those are the ones you can see.
Visible windows over the other buildings are 9 tall.
What, do you have like a million sheets in that room?
That's what I was going to say. Like, he must have tied a bunch of different stories.
We'll say 12 stories.
Now, that's pretty fucking
but
high.
But which floor was he rappelling from?
That's the weird... It doesn't even tell you. It just tells you that he booked the room using a stolen credit card. And then once the police were alerted... He went all fucking James Bond on this shit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that a lot more than initially. Not a pussy.
I enjoy it.
Now, what was his reasoning? Like, why was he there?
He booked a room and stole a credit card.
No, but was he banging his girlfriend or something?
No, he's probably just...
She was up in the room.
He's obviously leading the life of crime. He's booking rooms with stolen credit cards. He's probably up to no good.
There's certain reasons I could really respect.
Maybe he's smuggling drugs or something.
He probably stole a credit card, have a good night, and then the cops came.
Why do you need a better escape route? This clearly works.
That was a great escape. Did he escape, Lou? Lou, hold on. Maybe Pete's right. Lou, did he escape?
He escaped.
Oh, that's a great escape.
Cops were baffled by the string of bed sheets hanging from his window.
When he got down there, a girl was startled. He said something very witty and then fucked her.
He said, shit, we've been Rapunzeled.
Well, that's pretty fucking epic.
It is pretty sweet. I would never do that.
No.
Like, I would definitely face the music, probably. Just walk outside the door.
The next
What's
time...
What's more impressive is he had time to craft the rope.
Right.
He probably did that ahead of time.
He was wanting this to happen.
Well, he probably figured it was going to happen.
We had to break the window. They don't open. The windows don't open after
he probably needed
floor.
Something from the hotel room, like a Bible or a
He
chair.
Raided the mini bar.
Yeah, he definitely raided.
It just needed
That's
out.
Exactly what it was.
And then it caused a riot on the street. People walking by, they were like, free M&M's! Free little things of vodka!
Who wants tiny Coca-Colas?
$14 peanuts! They're extra good.
Individually wrapped cashews.
Individually.
That would be such a task.
That's all those They're double wrapped. Hotel things are.
Would you ever have more than a handful of cashews?
I'd have one cashew. I'm like, this sucks.
75 cents.
$2. Right. One
each
cashew.
75 cents each.
Because it's less than a dollar. You're like, well, I guess.
For one,
I guess I have like three.
What's the most you'd ever pay for one nut?
If it was an almond, maybe I'd pay 50 cents. If I'm in a bind. If I really need an almond, like, right away.
If I'm in a bind.
What kind of bind do you...
In a pickle.
Who's selling one nut first
of
all?
Like,
what kind of one nut?
Maybe, like, gypsies. Right, maybe I bought, like...
No, you cannot buy a handful of nuts. You can buy one.
There's a magic nut.
I meant to buy, like, Almond Joy, but I bought a Mounds.
Crows a beanstalk.
Whoa, if it's a magic nut, I will pay infinite amount of dollars.
I'll trade you two cows.
I will trade... Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You can keep the cows... I don't want cows.
I'm going to go jack in the beanstalk.
You were going somewhere with that.
Yeah. Who the hell wants an animal? Actually, funny story. Our boy Justin found a dog, returned it, and his reward was another dog. Like, he now owns a Shih Tzu. He don't want it, but he was like, I guess, like too... Like, he didn't want to insult the lady. Be like, I don't want your fucking dog. That's why I tried so hard to get it back to you.
So he found a stray, mm-hmm. returned the dog to the rightful owner, mm-hmm. whose offer was, I'll give you one of its puppies.
Yes, it was a breeding dog, and they were like, oh, we have an extra puppy, here, take it. And he was like, all right. I'm like, lady, I don't want your fucking puppy.
I'm like, lady, wait, you got $10 this? On you?
It was some, it was
use
some
it for the
chill.
Gas.
Who was Justin who?
Herman.
Has that Shih Tzu?
Yeah.
Where?
It's at the mom's house, because he went to AC.
When did this happen?
2 days ago.
Fuck you. No, he doesn't.
No, this is true.
Both of you guys
I talked to him about this earlier. He told the story as well.
The dog's name is Chewy.
I would have been like, lady, I didn't commit any crimes. Like, you shouldn't be trying to punish me by taking care of your
this,
other
this
dog.
This is how spineless that whole family
like,
is.
I just unloaded the first dog that I found. I don't want another one.
It's the last thing I want in the world is a Shih Tzu.
You put it best yes earlier. It's like, oh, thank you for returning my wallet. Here's another wallet.
Does he want that dog?
No.
Why would he take that dog?
Because it's too uncomfortable to be like, lady, I don't want your dog.
No,
like, I just being
that's
nice.
That's not uncomfortable at all. I would have been like... You're fucking nuts. I don't want your dog.
Yeah, give me $10.
Can't you just offer
me
a glass of iced
anything.
Tea?
No, cover never, my gas for getting here.
Never come back here again.
Can't you just give me a glass of iced tea and a story? Like, what do I gotta get a dog?
Sing a song, maybe?
Yeah, like a dance? A Shih Tzu. What the fuck do I want that for?
I'll take an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, if she gave me one of those, like, blue ribbon ones. Like,
oh, yes. By the way, what the fuck are we talking about?
We were talking about
ice
James
cream
Bond.
Sandwiches.
Oh, James Bonding. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So, next story.
All right, so you have any epic like battle music? Some fucking
epic battle music? Yeah, give me a second.
Like a knights in shining armor kind of shit. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I don't particularly have that particular song, but I got some epic.
Anything
music.
Of the ilk?
Right.
Give me a say. You keep talking.
So basically, we got to travel to like Middle Earth for this one. In Portland, Oregon.
Mystical land of Portland.
That's Middle Earth.
High Elf. Conrad Bass.
I like where this is going.
Engaged in battle with the evil Morgoth. Also known as a BMW.
Morgoth is from Tolkien.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, police responded to a call. Where a lady says she was being attacked by a pirate.
But
in fact, the high seas of Portland.
Like, was it just like a black guy and she thought he was a Somalian?
It was, no. It was
they call me Blackbeard.
It was some 30...
They call me Blackface. The pirate.
He actually looks like he could be some kind of black or...
He's Somali.
Somoan or something.
That's why.
He's a Somali pirate.
She's like, oh my god, is that a rocket launcher?
But he,
I saw Captain Phillips.
No, he
if
had...
I was a Somali pirate, if I was a Somali pirate for real, I would have a tattoo of a bullseye on my forehead, daring everybody. But
you know the SEALs are not, like, gonna stop it all
to show you
how to trigger.
Give a fuck.
There's nothing stopping them.
Challenge accepted.
But they got trigger fingers.
This guy had a helmet. Chainmail, a shield, a staff.
Whoa.
All right, guys, we need to be quiet for a minute. I need to hear exactly what's going on in this story. Keep the music going.
So, yeah.
So this guy in Portland,
yeah,
did what now?
Wages war on some lady's BMW.
Why?
Because he was high on LSD.
And he's dressed in armor.
Otherwise known as
The potion of madness. A spell of binding.
He was cast with a spell of bloodlust.
He do, so he used his born to do. Plus three sword.
I don't know why like people think that
his sword was heavy.
Like, when you take a fucking crazy drug, it's an excuse to do something fucking...
It's not retarded. An excuse, that's why he's in the news.
I don't know why people think that, though.
He wasn't going to, but then he rolled a 23.
He became the Dragon Slayer.
He got his all of his gear together, took some LSD, he's like, this is going to be fucking epic!
I still want to be in the parking lot when he's like, Morgoth! My mortal foe! Like, just sends trash in some chick's car.
Walking down the street with a sword pointed at the car. The lady's like, who the fuck is this idiot? Like, what?
No, is he
what,
over
what, what are you looking for, sir? What was that?
Morgoth!
Who?
The Cursed One!
Like, I don't know where that is, sir!
Move aside, fair maiden! The Cursed One is behind you!
Sir, that's my car.
Stop unloading your groceries into the Dark One's stomach.
That's my trunk.
Time to finish this battle.
This is no battle here. All
right, so this is some quotes from Conrad himself. He explained,
Zounds!
He explained, I wasn't in my right mind. I was still rocking my new pair of elf ears.
I can see, like, tripping balls and putting those elf ears on and being like, fuck, man. Fuck, man, the battle has come.
I am Dragonborn!
That must have been a scary trip for that guy. He shouldn't even be arrested.
He mistook the car for a shape-shifting demon.
Yes. Yes.
The quote is, I hopped on her hood and tried to pierce her tires with my master sword.
And I love how he keeps using the vernacular.
I really hope
that,
like...
And then I slay at the beast.
He says, I was trying to prove a point. Don't mess with a dark elf.
Can we isolate that with Lewis saying that with that music playing in the background? Because that sounded kind of epic.
Mess with the dark elf.
Mess with the dark elf.
On a side note, Bass is also involved in live-action role-playing. Writes fantasy novels under the name Conrad.
Dildo Baggins.
He calls himself Conrad McCain, and last time he dropped acid.
Highlander?
Last time he
there
dropped
can
acid,
only be one.
He turned into a dragon.
How much does he weigh?
74 pounds.
105.
No, that's what I mean. It's either one way or the other. It's either 74 or 370.
He looks like he's probably pretty heavy.
Yeah, because he had all that chainmail and stuff.
Like 200 something, I think. But
does he have a neck beard?
There's too many cops around him.
No, you can't tell because of his.
There's a lot of cops.
Helmet slash what looks like a bike.
I know, but there's definitely a fedora.
I'm really picturing him just being the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Oh no, I took it out of the box.
Where's a dragon ever?
He would never swing a sword because he'd have to put his nachos down.
I think this guy is more like Pedro from the Napoleon Dynamite.
He's like,
I can't even do a Pedro. I hate that.
He's
movie.
Like the
does
king.
He have any dialogue? That fucking guy.
And I stabbed it.
Right. No, he's like Ken Jeong from Role Models.
I can't do a Ken Jeong, but I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, I can't do an Asian guy either.
You know that fucking guy?
Hero?
A real doctor?
Hero Priest?
Goddamn Alec Baldwin!
Nice.
Ken Jeong, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the other stories kind of suck. You want to just move right to...
How bad do they suck?
Let me go through it real quick. Two elementary school students arrested for trying to poison their teacher.
All right, that's probably happening like every other day.
Not much else to it, I don't think.
That's not really news.
Iowa man tries to steal a weatherman's identity just to pick up chicks on Facebook.
The weatherman?
My name is Storm.
My name is Gale Storm.
You don't think Weatherman get a lot of poon?
No.
Al Roker's got a beautiful wife.
No, he doesn't.
Look her up. You'd probably bang her.
Maybe. I'm so...
All right.
I thought he was gay.
Al Roker?
He is a little bit flamboyant, right?
He's gay for that person.
I think it was Sam Champion.
Sam Champion?
Local weatherman Sam Champion is gay?
He used to live with Mike Piazza back in the day. And they're both like millionaire 30-year-old men. Yeah, they're gay.
Millionaire Bachelors.
Bachelors, my dick. They've Same never been rumored to go out with anybody.
Slays the pussy.
But anybody outside of like our local area is not going to know who Sam Champion is.
Everyone knows Mike Piazza. He's
but gay. What a head of hair that guy had.
Mike Piazza is not gay.
He has a dick-sucking mustache.
As a guy with a mustache, I take offense to that. What is a
dick-sucking mustache?
There's no such
thing. Freddie Mercury stache.
Just, it bristles on
it. Do you think Freddie Mercury sucked a dick in his life? That man was the lead singer of Queen.
He that man was a top,
his,
sir.
He never put
wait,
his dick in
wait,
fucking...
Wait, can you just time out and just repeat that? Do you think he sucked a dick in his life? He was a lead singer of Queen.
Yeah, he was,
yes.
He was getting...
Lots it. Of them.
No.
Don't let fat bottom girls fool you.
Yo, every gay guy in America sucked fucking Freddie Mercury's dick.
Don't. And he sucked him back.
Right. Nah, he didn't have to do a single fucking time sucking, bro. Yeah,
that like, man laid back and let it happen. Bro, he, that's what he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, he hung Bohemian Rhapsody as the guys went fucking crazy on his knob.
And then bro, he
not I read his biography. That's a line out of his biography.
That's where he heard the lyrics. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scalamouche, scalamouche.
And into the fandango.
No, he didn't sing. He hummed.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. That's an allegory for coming, right?
Look, he sucked mad dicks, Ken. Don't be fooled. Yeah. Don't be fooled by the rocks that he got. He's still just fucking...
You're fucking...
A homo.
Like, you're mixing a lot of... Oh, you gotta go...
You're a homo.
You gotta go hateful with it.
Call him a fucking mo.
He's a Freddy from the block. Whatever.
Okay.
I don't like where that went.
All right.
Anyway.
Moving on. Japan is...
Look, I don't care about him being gay, but you can't... Come on. He never sucked a dick.
He definitely did. It's like saying straight dudes never sucked a titty.
Feinberg what? Never went down on a girl.
Feinberg he never did. Went down
up
on a girl.
Until he was 28.
30. How old
his,
is he?
He is so 30. Stiff, his pants can stand straight up without him in them.
Okay, imagine Feinberg at 25 with a lot of money. You think he's ever fucking going down on a chick? Never.
You think Freddie Mercury wasn't getting down everybody?
Yeah, he was getting his dick tucked and butthole licked by everybody.
You think that tongue was devious tongue?
Like, I don't think.
I don't want to think about Freddie Mercury.
Look,
like
let's
that.
Stop speculating on Freddie. There's four straight men in this room. Let's stop speculating on Freddie Mercury's love life. You're
getting a little uncomfortable.
I'm sure it was wonderful.
Are you a little uncomfortable?
I just don't want to picture Freddie Mercury getting duked in the butt.
There you go.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
I picture him the giver, not the taker. That's
right.
I
he's.
I mean, I was.
He's
saying,
a dynamite with a laser
the,
beam.
I was saying the same thing. But, Lou and Kat seem to think that he's going he switch hits.
I'm sure he probably did.
No, I don't think that.
Never?
Think so.
I'm sure he
that
probably
guy
did.
Is gay.
I don't know.
Never?
So what?
He's a creative genius. You
then
probably
he's
want
a green lover.
There's gay guys that only go one way.
Only Matt Damon in that movie with fucking.
There's Kirk gay Douglas. Guys that can only hit from one side of the plate.
The Liberace movie?
Yeah.
You?
Matt Damon never had sex in that movie, like butthole sex. But he never got it. Like he always gave it. Which is weird. Because he's gay.
No,
some,
I've had,
some gay guys.
I've had gay friends who've explained this to me in the past, and it seems awfully one-sided.
Always?
Usually.
The guys I've talked to, this, I shouldn't use his name, but we'll call
he's
him
a
Mike.
Power bottom.
His name was Mike.
Why would you bother to be like, we'll call him Mike.
Be really
his actual name was Mike.
No, his name was Mike. But
we'll call him Craig Michelson.
He's a musician, so I don't want to use his full name, but he explained that he never took.
So now he's
only
Mike
gay.
The musician. So now you've narrowed it down.
I changed
more.
The name.
Oh, okay.
From Mike to Michael.
Yes. Anyway, Miguel, Mike said. No, it's. The guy had a steady boyfriend and he would always be like very adamant about always one sided about it. And I always thought that seems kind of unfair.
See, that's really swaying my opinion about the gays. I thought they were just. Very romantic and
free-loving.
Yeah.
Just
they're stingy? I didn't know they were stingy.
My buddy had like a long-term boyfriend, and his boyfriend had too big of a tool. So my buddy wouldn't take it in the butt from his boyfriend, but he fucking gave it to his boyfriend in the butt. Because his tools, I guess,
you know
size.
What you got
to
think about it?
And this is what happens when four straight guys...
Oh, no!
Let me put it into terms you might understand. It was a very Ren and Stimpy dynamic.
He
that
was
makes
the Ren.
Sense. Right. Right. He was the Ren in that situation.
All right. Anyway. Are we done on
well,
this?
One more thing I want to ask. Like, like in the gay community, like a big cock's like a no-no?
Can we get...
For some people, right. Probably.
Brian. We have a gay buddy. Sean.
In that room?
No. Like, not in this room. I'm saying in life. Can we get him in here to explain some of this?
Yeah, he'll tell.
I mean, he's closer with you.
My whole point is that like he tells me everything, and like he's a very free lover.
Would he be open to talk about this? Because I'm fascinated.
Maybe I don't know.
I know drunkenly at New Year's we talked at great length.
I'll tell you the first day he came out, he would definitely be open to tell you. Like now, maybe he's a little more repressed. Like a little but more like
ask him for me because I'm fascinated.
Though, I will tell you this though, my buddy when he broke up with his boyfriend after they had like a long term relationship when they broke up, man. Dude, that kid went to the gay community is active.
They're just dudes, you know?
It is active.
Of course it is.
He's like old guys, young guys, fat guys, skinny guys. It is active. Like, the gay guys just try a little bit of everything. Like, I don't know what I like. Maybe I do like a big guy. Maybe I like a big guy doing me. Like, they just get out
like,
there.
Like, seriously, I wouldn't even be here tonight if my girlfriend had that attitude. Huh? Like, I have a girlfriend. I wouldn't be here if she was, like, just spreading it willy-nilly and I could get a part of it. That's, like, guys just have that mindset.
Where would you be?
Yeah,
I'd be fucking my girlfriend.
But don't you fuck her?
I do. But I would be doing it right now.
Huh. She's stingy?
No, not stingy. Just right now, she's like, I got a place to be.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, just because you got a schedule.
But as a dude, I'm like, I'll fucking drop this bullshit to getting in some pussy.
You're at that stage.
Yeah, it's still early on.
All right, let's finish up these stories.
All right, so the last thing is, you know, Japan is always the source of some weird, like niche kind of things. Their new thing is pictures of hamster asses is like the new thing to get.
What are they jerking off on
them? I don't know why.
What are they doing with
them? They're just so goddamn cute.
Picture of the back end of a hamster.
It's a hamster's butthole.
And so now you got
right into the balloon knot?
45,000 copies of hamster ass books have been sold so far.
Books?
Yeah. Really? Entire, like, I guess the coffee table books of...
People are buying coffee table books to hamster.
Oh, this is my hamster book.
I just want to say, if you haven't watched it, this is kind of a Bob's Burgers episode.
Is it?
That show's pretty funny.
I need to pick up the book with the hamster buttons.
Is the sphincter of the hamster.
The furry blue hamster.
Not of the rodent.
Nice. I mean...
Why?
Why hamsters? Why not, like, gerbils right? Like
guinea pigs.
Hamsters got the cute little bottom with the little tail.
They got that, like, fat...
Yeah, they got the badonkadonk of the rodent community, if you will.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Whole thing's sick.
What kind of rodent butt would you pick? Rat? Me?
Rat? No, that's dirty. Tail? That's a dirty birdie right there. No.
You want the long tail? You want a mouse with a little skinny tail?
I guess I'd take a hamster. Man. That's pretty clean, right?
I'm a chinchilla man myself.
I'm like a guinea pig.
Chinchilla a rodent?
I
little
think so.
Guinea pig.
It's because you're Italian.
Yeah, it is. That's a racist damn animal, I swear.
Yeah.
It's from New Guinea, not...
But still.
Never
mind. All right, that's pretty much it for news.
We got stupid people?
Yeah, let's rush the stupid people. Turn that up.
Flag and eagle!
Stupid people. Maybe. All right.
I, too, have a bunch here that will sail through, and I have some callbacks to some past... ones that we've done. Let's start with this one. Woman attacks boyfriend with family cat.
How? Was it in like a sack?
No! Now, take
by
it.
The tail?
You all have a beer in front of you?
Yeah.
Take a swig. Every time there's a bad pun in this.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to be fucked up.
I need more beer.
Palm Coast, Florida. The fur was flying.
Oh, no. Blood
orange. I'm going to breeze. I'm not going to hold you guys to that.
Bad pun, man.
After a woman allegedly attacked her live-in boyfriend with the family cat, this 50-year-old woman, Catherine Gallagher, was...
It's not Gallagher.
There's no G, just an
Gallagher.
Gallagher was arrested after deputies were called to a domestic disturbance at the home on Brownstone Lane in Palm Coast.
Oh, she's victim, a fucking redneck, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Victim said Gallagher threw the cat at him, Gallagher. And the animal hit him in the face, bust in his lip.
Sounds like some tag team shit.
She was charged with domestic
battery. All right, I'm going to throw you at him. You bat him in the face when you get
hit. Like, you generally, now, cats just stick to whatever they're thrown at.
Cats are... All right.
It sounds like he slapped him and then went back for more.
That's the reason I picked this one. It's a short story. That's the whole thing. Now, first of all, how do you grab the cat?
By the tail.
That way you can swing it and get some real...
Now, did she treat it like a morning
show? If you didn't think I was serious before about being fired, I'm serious now. Okay.
So yeah, so I guess by the tail.
Oh yeah,
whip this thing and duff this guy in the face with the cat. Now, sadly, there's no information on how the cat's doing or anything like that. But
cat's fine.
The mechanics captured my imagination.
Definitely.
That's that
picture
whole story.
A skinny cat.
Yeah.
You want something
on like a sofa or a chair, and she swings it up a little bit. Cat flies up with the claws out, right on the face, dude.
I mean,
busting said lip.
You like throw like a cup of water in a cat's face and whip it at somebody. That's a that's a dangerous thing being whipped at you.
That's like a medieval weapon.
Meow!
It was like every other guy. It was like mace, cat with a cup of water.
I mean, I would instead do like Futurama and tie that thing to a stick.
I swear, I mean, when it hit the guy, what'd he do?
Straight keep hitting people with it.
It doesn't say. Because if it was me, even if it was my cat, it's catching a haymaker, I think. Yeah, I'm like, never! I'm just hitting it. It's like, don't be throwing cats at me! That's how we do business here.
Yeah, you'd be more like, ow, why'd you do that? Why'd you throw a cat at me?
I don't even really like cats like that. I would hit it.
Nobody likes cats.
You wouldn't even see it coming, bro. You'd be like, cup of water, cat in your face, claws in your ass.
No, that was my thing. I'd throw a cup of water in the cat's face right before I tail whipped it at somebody.
Well, then a hot pizza to the face.
Don't even get me started on pizza violence.
Would you then hit the cat with said hot pizza?
Hot pizza to the face. Whoa! Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face!
One more time, please. One more time.
Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face. I'd be stone cold at my table. I'd be like, whoa, I'm not moving.
Right? I was thinking about last week's hypothetical. I was like, he should have put, like, on his tombstone, inventor of, like, the
pizza violence.
Pizza grenade suppression kit.
Pizza violence specialist.
Thank all you, right. Ninja Turtles.
You guys want to do a little more disturbing story?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
All right. Laughing man arrested after crashing into car, stripping naked. This takes place in Melbourne, Florida. A man was arrested in West Melbourne on allegations of crashing into a woman's car, stripping naked, and exposing himself while laughing.
Ha ha! Ha ha! That's terrible.
So this guy hit a woman's car, got out, screamed at people, and wandered into somebody's yard and tried to unscrew a light bulb from their driveway. Like, from their driveway. Precisely.
My bad.
Do you want to try that again?
I will play that again, sorry.
I am day drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
That's a realistic quote.
Yeah.
So, we haven't heard enough of Rafi lately, man.
I think I said that on my last day off.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Get it, girl!
So this guy hit a woman's car, got out, pulled his clothes off, waved his dick at people while laughing.
Was she asking for it? Was she dressed provocatively?
No, she was not.
Did she have a low-cut shirt on?
This is a 46-year-old man. He started laughing maniacally. When the cops show up, they tried to escort him to the patrol car. He jumped around while in the handcuffs and still naked, screamed profanities... and managed to climb the side of the car with his feet as he used the two officers as leverage.
Why do they tase the don't tase me kid, but they don't tase the naked laughing man?
Right.
After he got put in the patrol car.
Is he hung like a gorilla, though? Like, is it intimidating, or is this little tic-tac?
Believe it or not, on this news site, there is no mention of his cock size.
Because it's two different things.
Say, this well-hung criminal.
No, because it's two different feelings. Like, if a Tic Tac guy comes up at me, it's like, he's laughing hysterically. It's like, aw. But, like...
That's your response?
Yeah. But, no, if the dude has, like, this like, threatening, big old, like...
Honker.
It's like, ah! Like, stop it! Call the police.
So, anyway, after being put in the patrol car, PROVOLOV. Pruvlov spit at an officer, so police put a mask on his face and shackled his legs. He was then checked into the hospital. Assault with a deadly weapon, assault on police officer, leaving the scene of an accident, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, and exposure of sexual organs.
Well, what was the deadly weapon?
His the car.
The car.
That
was everything the police officers could think of at the time. They were like, all right, bro, let's put our heads together.
Being gross in public.
Name every crime you could think of. Go.
Guilty of being shitty, generally.
Like, is that even a crime? Be like, it is now. This is Florida. I don't know if you know the law, but I do. All
right, next one. We did the story a few weeks ago about powdered alcohol.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
How's that going? People are snoring it, obviously, right?
What do you think this
depositories now?
Yeah, you
it's a depository,
it.
Right?
If somebody offered me a fucking, like a toke full of, I don't even know
a
how
fat rail of fucking alcohol?
I would do it gladly. Give me two of them.
A genius reporter already tried to snort it to write a story, and you want to hear the account.
Sure. Fuck yeah, dude. How drunk did they get?
All right, this is called Powcohol, right?
Sounds like you'd snort a lot.
Powdered alcohol. And let's see, la, 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 la. For the actual snorting, here's his description. Somehow the powder turned straight into glue when it hit my sinuses.
Beautiful.
It was immediately plugged up. The fumes burned inside my nose, but only for the first minute or so. After that came an uneasy numbness. Maybe all the nerve endings were dead. There was no one left to sound an alarm. The headache was still present. A throbbing pressure at my temples, but the powder drunk was giving me a weird out-of-body feeling. If you like headaches and gummed-up sinuses and numb, disassociative drunks, you're going to go apeshit for this powdered booze.
I can't wait to get my hands on it.
You know what? I think
want to record you.
That sounds like a chapter out of fucking...
Order some right now. I'll
now,
it.
It goes on. At like some point after snorting, eating, and lighting the shit on fire to see what would happen, this guy passed out. He woke up at 4 a.m. with his face caked with blood from his nose.
Nice.
This sounds like a lost chapter out of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
It really does. That sounds like a Hunter S. Thompson thing.
A Tuesday night when I was 22.
Goddamn Gila monsters in here.
Another reporter did it. His quote here is, "The bit that I pounded up my smell hole..."
Oh, yeah. He sounds like a real reporter, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like exactly. To poop out my poop hole.
Was he a fucking...
This is from supercompressor.com.
Bazooka Joe?
"The bit that I pounded up my smell hole burned like the time I snarfed Goldschlager at the 13th step." I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah, okay.
"I ended up with a righteous headache that made the proposition of a second round extremely unappetizing."
Once you get a good drug collection going, it's hard to stop.
So yeah,
I would say that I would snort a fat line of that.
You know what? I think they need to make a, you know, like Fun Dip, but yeah, just alcohol.
Yeah, like
call that. It like really Fun Dip.
Yeah,
crazy Fun Dip.
Still comes with the stick though. That
call it YOLO Dip.
Call it Pass Out Dip.
YOLO. Oh.
YOLO.
What do you guys want next? Do you want a story about a sad man and a stripper, or do you want a follow-up ATM story?
Follow-up ATM story.
Oh.
Then next? All right. Well, last week...
Sad man and stripper just sounds like a strip club. Like
it does.
Any old strip club ever.
Well, down the block strip club.
Right.
This story I want to illustrate the difference between the United States and Spain, where last week we talked about a couple who just got completely amorous next to an ATM, and then were told to be on their way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to America. Man busted for trying to fuck an ATM.
Well, that's a little different. He's robosexuality.
Tennessee man walked into a bar, dropped his pants and underwear, and attempted to have sex with an ATM machine.
Give me your 20s.
Lonnie Hutton, 49, at the Borough Bar and Grill in Murfreesboro, sought to make a 9 p.m. deposit. Wait, Ken thought it was funny. That was like a legit chuckle from
me. You got a high out of it.
This guy
got slow clapped.
way to go writer of this article. So this guy walked into the bar, dropped his shit, started trying to fuck an ATM. I don't know how that works.
I'm sick of the banks fucking me. What I'm a mean? Fuck a
you
bank.
You open the cash deposit thing and stick a dick in there.
Cash deposit? That's a little narrow.
No.
That's a narrow
it's
little
pretty
slot.
Narrow, but Lou, tell this him. Is the kind of dude who would fuck an ATM, so.
Lou hits the ATMs like 3 times a week when he doesn't have enough money for the booths.
It is pretty narrow, though.
He's like, oh, you're so tight.
He's like, yeah.
You sound like the sucked off by an angel guy in it.
Right.
yeah, I do.
Is it? You're not going to play it? All right, never mind.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Nice.
Right, didn't it? So he attempted to fuck the ATM and then afterwards began to walk around nude, thrusting his hips in the air.
Yeah,
this guy knows
how
to play. I give ATM the business.
Hutton was subsequently escorted from the bar and told to, quote, sit on a wooden picnic table. But once outside the bar, Hutton allegedly again exposed himself and engaged in sexual intercourse with the wooden picnic table.
He was 49. Nice. It was probably like the first time in like a couple years he hit something.
Ain't no end stopping that.
Let's see, public intoxication charge.
How cut up you think his dick was?
Right.
There's nothing soft in there. It's all
it
hard plastic
jacked.
And metal. Yeah, he was fucked up.
$250 bond.
That's it?
He probably didn't.
He probably got more of the ATM.
Yeah.
You know what it is now? He didn't finish. It wasn't really in
the
course.
The guy after him on lawn is like, dude, is this guy going to finish so I can get my money or what?
If he finished at the ATM, he would have gone on to the picnic table.
It probably would have been $100K. He would have got tasered.
Do you think he wore protection?
No, of course not. That ATM was a virgin.
Those little cash envelopes around his dick.
He broke that ATM's hymen. He knew that she was a virgin.
Yo, you got Jimmy hat, bro? This ATM is dirty.
I saw a guy fucking her last week.
Yo, mad people got their hands in this ATM.
Alright, let's do the stripper one.
That's right? Like getting a hand job from the whole community.
You guys want to do the stripper one?
Yeah.
Sure, strippers.
Robert Wallace claims Naomi Mims didn't pay back $2,000 loan or return Harry Potter DVDs.
Oh, that
which
was...
Which is he more upset
that
about?
That was the straw on the camel's back.
This
which
is
he more upset about?
This story makes me kind of sad.
I haven't seen the Deathly Hallows in a minute. Where's my fucking money, bitch?
I feel kind of bad for him because this guy is sad. 32-year-old Houston man is suing a stripper claiming she never paid back a $2,000 loan or returned his laptop and Harry Potter DVDs.
She's like, you didn't loan that for me. I was shaking my ass on your fucking erect dick.
Oh, wait till we get to her quotes. He is
that dude.
He's a software developer, and he said that he broke up with the stripper, Nami Mims. I said Nami.
Oh,
it's Nami.
Yeah, he broke up with her.
Earlier this month and decided to file a lawsuit after waiting a week for her to return the cash and items. But Mims, who said she met Wallace at the Houston strip club Treasures last year, said they were never in a relationship.
That's called a gift, brother.
Bitch, you want to make some motherfucking money?
It's my bottom, bitch.
Her quote, I don't believe in loans because I don't want to pay nobody back. I've given them gifts too, you know? I mean, how do I get my booty and boobs back?
That's true, though.
You're a racist, Pete.
And pussy only goes one way,
why
kid.
Why am I a racist?
That's pretty true. A black voice.
Did you actually watch the video associated with this?
No.
I'm just doing an impression.
What's her name again?
Nomi or something.
Nami. Nami Mims.
I didn't hear the
name. Nami Mims.
Right.
I didn't hear the name. She sounds like she could play in the NBA.
Juwanna Mann style.
That's how you
now,
can tell.
This guy, his thinking is now he's rethinking getting into another relationship with a stripper.
Yeah, you should.
This guy's, if I'm going to do the black voice for her, you got to do the white voice for him because this guy is all kinds of pasty. All
right, so just do your basic voice.
I mean,
yo, H-Town's a fucked up place, though, man. Texas.
Can I give you money for sex?
I would enjoy you making a transaction for a blowjob.
Can I put my penis inside of you?
Can I get a receipt with that pussy?
Oh yeah. How do I file this?
It's tax deductible because technically I'm at work.
Is this a gift or am I paying for like
is
a service
deductible?
Here or yeah?
Do you wash those briefs with starch?
Make.
Make starch, you know.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
What?
I like my girls as dark as caramel.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Do we have that's my white voice.
Do we have anything else? Or
I got the movies. You want me to keep going? I can do this all night.
You shake it like that J-Lo.
Why don't you shake it like a Polaroid picture?
Shake it, shake it, shake it.
Wow.
All right, that's it for stone people.
I didn't really plan ahead, Lou. You don't have any hypothetical or anything.
Nah, you want to do last week's again?
No.
No.
No, we're good.
Last week's hypothetical, Lou.
I got a hypothetical, Lou. Hypothetical, yeah. Lou. Zombie apocalypse comes. What's the first fucking thing you do?
Play the theme song.
Hypothetical, Lou.
Oh.
I can't believe you have that.
Hypothetical, Lou.
Shit hits the fan. Fucking, you see zombies stumbling down the street. What do you do?
You gotta get your bug out bag.
I don't have one of those.
Which me is pretty much like that coffin we did last week with the broken darts and shit. And y'all know Farmingdale Multiplex, right?
Mm-hmm. That's where we're meeting up.
You know that broken down place right across the street?
Yeah.
Right in there.
Why?
Knock out the stairs. Like,
why would you go to a dilapidated warehouse?
Because
with nothing in it.
You get yourself a rope ladder and just roller skate. To nearby popcorn, like, every day?
I feel good. That my first thing I started doing was killing real people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
No, taking their shit and, like, why would I want to make a bug out bag?
It
sounds like both of you are going to be dead within, like, a couple of minutes.
I double tap you in the head.
Wow.
And I take your mustache.
You wear it on the bandolier.
Oh my god. You know, he's so serious about this. Every time we bring up zombie apocalypse, he's worried about killing humans.
What is he throwing?
Every time.
What are you throwing stuff at me? You don't even have a gun.
I would take your mustache and glasses and wear like Groucho Marx shit. Like, I'd just be like,
yeah, as you
this is the first guy to fuck with me.
As you were busy killing everybody inside, I would fucking. First thing I'm doing, I don't even know, I'd probably jerk off or something.
Get that nut out. Yeah,
get that tension out.
You gotta first watch thing I'm doing porn is, while the internet's still working.
First thing I'm doing is going back to smoking cigarettes.
Well, yeah, I'm it's doing everything I should. Cocaine, cigarettes, everything that you shouldn't do, just do it.
First thing I do is just hang myself. I don't want to live in that fucking world.
No, good. I think that'd be awesome.
Yo,
I'm leaving, out of there.
I'm leaving you up on a rope, bro. I'm gonna walk by Zombie Pete on a rope. I'm back.
It's fine. I'm not there. I'm not home.
That's pussy shit, bro.
I'm walked away.
Zombies, zombie apocalypse is survival. As long as if they're running zombies, I'm hanging.
Like that. I don't like it when it's raining out.
You're a gigantic fucking pussy.
What?
I gotta agree. You're just gonna hang yourself? Come on now.
Yeah.
When you really break it down and you really think about it, you watch like Walking Dead and shit. It's like,
no, they're doing that okay.
Yeah, but I would be the bad people. I wouldn't be the good people.
I don't want to be the bad people.
The second Dale would be like, "Are humanity?" He'd be dead. I'd be like, "Bro, I don't need that kind of talk."
No, I think that the zombie apocalypse sounds like a fucking old school, like fucking like screen scrolling beat 'em up smasher.
Let's face it with this hypothetical. No matter what answer I give, you guys would be like a.
Nah. If you were like, yo, we're killing like, people, taking shit over?
First thing I do, go to Walmart, fucking barricade the gates.
But you're fighting everybody at Walmart.
You're already shaking your head.
There's so many fucking poor, fat people. No, I would kill them all with
a fucking gardening hoe and a pickaxe.
Now you're talking my language. All right. I'm
going to go right to the White House.
Pete's first move is the pickaxe, I see. I like
pickaxe.
It.
That's where I go.
That's a good weapon.
You're not getting in the White House.
Why not? Zombie apocalypse.
It's being defended by the military. Like,
they're taking him to Colorado into the mountains. Yeah,
they're underground and shit already, though.
Oh, that's true.
Everyone's at the White
House. They're living in
pods. He's just getting comfy in the West Wing.
I'll go right to the White House and own my White House.
Do you think the president has, like, Xbox 360 down in his pod underneath the White House for the, when shit hits the fan.
Yeah, just like fucking, what's
and
his
it
face?
And it controls drones.
Yeah, I bet you he has a fucking shitload of presses down
like,
there, too.
Like Frank Underwood?
Like Frank Underwood, man.
You think he's got any weed?
Oh, tons.
It's Obama, man.
You think Obama's got some, Obese's got some
weed? He's hinted.
You know George Bush was like,
he doesn't have
I need
weed.
Cocaine, whiskey, beers,
he's
weed,
got, his
cigarettes,
panic room
cigars.
Is like the slopes of Aspen.
He's like, and that's all, and that's all before we get down there. Like,
that's in the elevator.
Yeah, he's like, that's just to get me down there. Like, to get once we're down there, we need some pills, we need some more cocaine.
You gotta stock that place with hookers, right?
Yeah, there's women down there, right?
The best way I can explain how I would try to live my post-apocalyptic zombie world would be Negan from Walking Dead comic book. I want to be Negan.
You're not that badass, though, bro. Like,
no, you are not.
You would be like, I'm killing... I'm bit by a zombie.
Lucille's always... That'll stop it.
First of all, you're hanging yourself right off the bat. Okay. Like, zombie apocalypse, I can't...
I'll be forgotten while you're that guy
Pete's
who went...
Pete's got a front row seat for all this.
Remember that guy who tried to be the warlord? That went well for him.
Yeah, then Brian killed him.
Then he
took
cried.
Over him. That Brian's a ruthless motherfucker.
Every time we mention something, like, we mentioned, like, pit bulls and Rottweilers, you're like, oh, I would fuck them up.
Yo,
barehanded.
Cat sees himself as like He-Man, though.
Manny Pacquiao, you're like, yo, I would choke that nigga out.
Cats would be eaten by zombies because we winded, like, half a mile down.
Zombies, man. I'd reach into their eyeballs and rip out their brain. I don't give a fuck about no zombies.
Sure you would. Sure you would. The problem is you never wear sleeves. Too much exposed flesh.
I'm a zombies with
your hair's
hairy
too
arms.
Long, too much to grab onto. You are zombie bait, sir.
First thing I do is shave my head.
As an old WWF rule, you should shave your head first, and there's nothing to grab onto.
Yeah,
you got crazy long hair with no sleeves.
Look at the Warrior, he was a champion. That guy had beautiful hair.
Zombie,
Warrior was
zombie
an intercontinental champion, bro. You
he was the WWF. He'd be Hulk Hogan with his hat.
You got that gaudy ass gold chain. That's another thing to grab on.
No, I definitely think...
I think
you are nothing but handles for zombies.
You're zombie bait, definitely.
The zombies don't scare me even a little bit.
You're going to be looking for people to kill and zombies are going to eat you.
You're already dead. I took your mustache and your glasses.
I know to avoid you. You think you're fucking He-Man. You're out there swinging a sword
true.
And shooting at
people. I have the power!
This guy's never shot a gun before. He doesn't even know how to fucking shoot, aim, reload, clean a gun... But he's killing everybody and taking their shit.
The first thing...
You're a dead man.
In my world...
Somebody who really knows how to use a gun is going to point one at you.
I may hang myself, but at least I'm realistic about my skill set.
I want to respect you forever, though. So if you ever want to start a beef, like a real fight, you have to throw down the Ken mustache into the ring. Like, I challenge you, and you throw down the Ken mustache. Boom.
I got to shave my mustache.
No, I'm going to take it from your lip. I'm going to kill you right off the bat.
Oh, wow.
It's a literal Ken's mustache. We're going to, like... Preserve it. Look, I'm not that good at preserving shit. It'd probably be pretty gross. Like,
when this shit hits the fan, you're going to run up to me and be like, dude, thank God we both survived. And I'm going to drop an axe right between your eyes, bro.
You can't tell the guy you're going to kill him.
I'm running in there throwing
it. I just want you to know, like, we're boys, but when shit hits the fan, if you come up to me in the apocalypse, I'm dropping an axe between your eyes.
I'm going to throw it.
Without even saying a word, I'm going to look at you, I'm going to give you a heartbeat to turn around and run away, and then I'm dropping it, because the world's
not
going to
get past. Ken, you're old!
You couldn't get rid of me, because I would be killing zombies by throwing straight haymakers at them.
Okay. Those He-Man haymakers.
That's going to work great.
Right.
I want to watch this.
No, but seriously, on the real
he's
side.
He's going to hit a zombie and be like, wait a minute.
Just do nothing!
Where's the hospital? Where's the doctors around here?
But on the real side, though, has anyone ever just thrown a haymaker at a zombie and seen
what happened? Yes. It's on The Walking Dead. You see Merle throwing some punches.
Yeah, no, but it's not the same as a good old haymaker.
Why would you throw a haymaker when you're going to put
I've seen zombies get punched. I've done it in Dead Rising.
All right. Honestly, I'd probably be the best at the post-apocalyptic world.
Oh my god.
No fucking way. You'd be
Lou'd be at like the candy store.
You are a box of chocolate to those motherfuckers. Yeah,
I would be sitting in that dilapidated piece of shit eating bags and bags of popcorn.
With roller skates All right.
Half of my day would be getting the shit out of my teeth.
I'm dead. Lou's almost dead in a warehouse somewhere.
Nah, I've got popcorn.
Brian got cocky and got eaten.
And fountain sodas.
And now, Ken,
I have already started to stockpile liquor, so I got a liquor stockpile.
Ken's drunk somewhere.
I'm locking myself down with.
He's in a safe house, just like stoned to the end,
blackout drunk for a few days until shit fucking cools down, and then from there you gotta go. You gotta figure it out.
Well, we all survived longer than Pete, who committed suicide immediately.
Enjoy your slow death,
without
suckers.
Even seeing a zombie. He just saw Pete, the news report.
I got plenty of brown liquor, bro. Come find me. If Brian comes along.
I'm in. You got some bourbon?
Yeah, of course.
All
Brian
right.
comes along, we hit him in the head with an axe, bro.
All right. I sign up. Ken, officially, I sign up with you, and I know I'm probably going to catch an axe between the eyes, but I was going to off myself anyway.
As long as you don't talk crazy like this fool, bro.
All you gotta do if you want
to... You're gonna punch my way through the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, he's gonna be busy.
I'm gonna hang myself, bro.
No, I'm a big man. I'm gonna punch myself with these guns.
I don't even know how to tie. Not that great, but I'm gonna hang myself.
Fucking Rocky over
Rocky
here.
Rocky Balboa. Shaggy Rocky.
He's not Rocky Balboa. He's fucking... He fancies himself Ivan Drago, killing people with punches, bro.
If they die, they die.
Those haymakers.
Yo,
you're gonna throw three before you fall over and have an asthma attack.
No way. Anyway, let's get to the movies at this point.
Alright, play the thing.
Price of admission, G.
As if I couldn't sound more hateful towards anything. There's a new Adam Sandler movie out this week.
Is that this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blended.
How many movies can he possibly do with Drew Barrymore?
Right. As many as they'll let him make.
Yo, but everybody outside of the East Coast and the West Coast, everyone in between is fucking a little dance between the ears and goes and sees that shit.
Adam Sandler came out in a public statement in an interview this week and pretty much said that he makes movies to get vacations. So it validates everything that I've been saying about him. He doesn't care about you, audience. He makes terrible movies to make a buck and to get a vacation.
Justin, what do you think?
It's going to be terrible.
So after a disastrous blind date, single parents Lauren and Jim agree on only one thing. They never want to see each other again.
Whoa.
But when they each sign up separately for a fabulous family vacation with their kids, they're all stuck sharing a suite in a luxurious African safari resort.
Starring Rob Schneider as a black dude, obviously, because he plays the racist character ever.
Wait a minute. I'm already seeing flaws in this plot. They signed up separately... But they're together.
They signed up. Oh, first they had a date that didn't go good, but then they signed up each separately for a vacation, and through a mix-up, they're all in the same place.
Whoa!
You know, Rob Schneider.
Starring the usual gang of idiots, including Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore, Kevin Nealon,
Shaquille
O'Neal.
Hey,
Terry Crews, who I like.
Don't talk shit about Shaq or Kevin Nealon.
Talk all the shit you want about Shaq.
No, I like them.
I'm still hurting after Shaq Fu.
I like Shaq.
Shaq is a 4-time NBA champion.
He is. He's
remember
homo.
No.
Well, let's talk about his rap albums a little bit.
I don't know. I hate Shaq.
Whoa! Why do we get into stuff that's not
his
relevant?
Rap that's very relevant.
It's not dude,
relevant.
Also knows that Rob Schneider is definitely going to be like an African guy going like click 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 click. It's the most racist thing you could possibly do.
And they're not going to. They're going to be like, Rob, why are you doing?
I really think that it's like Adam's like, hey Rob, I love giving you work, you're my good friend. Please stop doing like why do you gotta be the black guy going click 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 click? It's like no, everyone's gonna love it. Like no one's gonna love it. Everyone's gonna really be
stop
like
showing up in face. Stop this. Why did you show up in the Asian getup? We haven't forgotten that.
I had to marry people in a gay movie.
Adam Sandler's like, oh Rob, yeah, it's good to see you. He like pulls the director aside. He's like, who invited Rob? What? Who told Rob that we were filming a movie? Why
aren't you gonna...
That? Why? Why was... You know how he is. He's gonna want to be a black guy or something. Oh, Rob! Yeah. Oh, you want to be a black guy? Yeah, oh, great idea, yeah.
Probably bad move, Rob. You're white.
He's like, hey, guys, I know that we're doing a movie in Africa, but I thought I'd be a Latino this time.
By the way, the KKK has approved Rob Schneider as the best actor of all time. Like,
they're already bankrolling The Animal 3.
That guy really nails it. He nails it every time.
But it's like, it's embarrassingly awful, though. It's like, goddamn, Rob, like, why? You're not even that funny.
Plus, he's hard to look at.
He sucks.
He's like Steve Buscemi without the talent.
You know what, though? At least he stopped doing his own movies.
That's true. What? I guess
I
after
like the Deuce Bigalow movies.
European Gigolo?
It was still funny.
Oh,
wait. Terrible.
Wait, were you talking about Deuce Bigalow? Sorry, I fell asleep.
It was terrible fucking bull.
Deucey.
From the head on to
terrible.
Gonna be terrible.
Terrible fucking bull. All right, Lou, will you do me the favor and cue up our Rotten Tomatoes game theme?
Yeah.
All right, Closest to the aggregate critic score without going over for Blended.
I'm going to hit it right in the head. 9%.
Nine. Hmm. You're going nine. You're going low.
Okay, low.
15.
You're going 15.
Man, my original thought was 14. That would be a terrible guess. 14
is. I'm glad that you guys all know where Sandler sits.
Yeah.
In the critic verse.
Lou, no, I'm going to go 22, though.
He said 14. Oh, no take backs.
Look, it doesn't matter, Lou. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you hit the nail on the head. This movie is at a 15%.
Shut up.
15 yes. Exact critic score.
Lou checked beforehand.
Now, normally, when you even look at an audience score, it's like 80, 90, because they get their audience. Even this one's at a 60. So, I'm hoping people are finally seeing through this bullshit.
Yeah.
And just stopping with this Sandler crap.
It's going to take a
dump. He hates you, people. He hates all of you.
I don't think he hates you. He just doesn't care.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He told me he hates all of you.
He's got enough money. He doesn't give a fuck. He'll play his sister in a movie and try to seduce Al Pacino. It's terrible.
That's a remake of an Ed Wood movie.
It's all bad. You don't remake Ed Wood movies.
You don't.
Right.
They're classic.
All right. Now for the one that I want to see this week. Mm-hmm. X-Men Days of Future Past. I don't think I'm shy about the fact that I see every comic book flick that comes out.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a boner right now? That's weird.
I do.
Huge boner.
That's well,
the table's tilted.
I'm at about half-mast. Because I'm more of a Marvel Studios guy.
Can you point that thing away?
Look at it.
Really making me uncomfortable.
Look it right in the eye.
Look at it. It's smiling at you.
God, that's fucking strange, dude.
But yeah, this is one of my favorite X-Men stories. So it's kind of cool to see it come to the big screen, although it doesn't look like it does in the comic. Basically, old X-Men are dying off because of a war. They go back in time to save the past X-Men.
If you're Patrick Stewart and you go back to the past, and you, well, who's the old Patrick, the actor?
The young?
Yeah.
Was Professor the X is James McAvoy.
If you're James McAvoy, like, Professor X is laying it all out for you. Look, Sentinels, Death of Mutants, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, when the fuck did I go bald? Like what happened to my hair? It's like, no, seriously. World's going to end. Mutants are dying. Sentinels. What decade did I lose my fucking hair?
At what age did this happen?
I have lovely hair. What did you do?
Well, did you see First Class?
Yeah.
Half that movie's him going like, don't touch my hair. Like, it's all hair jokes.
I know. Like, but I'd be seriously like, dude, why are you so fucking bald?
I'd be more concerned if I was Michael Fassbender as Magneto.
Why am I gay?
When did I get really gay?
Rainbows.
Nah, I love everybody in this cast. They're all awesome. I love the first class cast. Mm-hmm. First Class is my favorite X-Men movie by far.
Have you seen it yet?
This new one?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to probably tomorrow. I'm going to try to check it out.
Sure.
I'm really looking forward to this end. It's got like Peter Dinklage.
You got the dink in there,
man. We all like the dink. It's got a little, we all watch...
Who's Bishop?
American Horror Story. Omar Sy?
Don't know.
Omar Sy is, I can actually look this up right now.
He's definitely black, so that's a good...
No, he looks like him.
Michael Jai White should have been Bishop.
He was also in movies that you've never heard of, including The Intouchables and Micmacs.
Oh yeah, they sound like hits.
He's a bootleg actor, apparently.
Right.
But, like, Quicksilver's the guy from American Horror Story.
Is he only at the end, or is he in the actual movie?
Evan Peters, he's in the full thing. Mm-hmm. It's Magneto's son. Anna Paquin comes back.
Anna Paquin? I thought they deleted her.
She's back. Halle Berry's back.
Oh, man, that fucking vicious gap is back.
The guy who played Havoc, the guy who plays Iceman, the guy... Ellen Page Beast is back as Kitty Pryde. This movie is brimming with people.
I'm going to start off right off the bat, 89.
You're in 89.
89. This is going to be epic.
Bold.
56.
Oh, you're lowballing.
I was right about there, too.
You're planning for the surprise flop.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it might be good, but critic score? 65.
The dink 65. Can't do no wrong.
Critics are way different.
So we got an 89, audience. We got a 56, and we got a 65, correct?
Yeah.
Brian. 90.
Wow.
Off by 1%. I will be seeing this flick. 90% for an X-Men movie?
The I'm Dink in. Don't do anything now, bad.
This oh, is directed.
It had the Dink in it? I should have won about one
Sentinel. Above he's a creative Sentinel.
He's Bolivar Trask. Oh, man. And it's got Jen Lawrence. Ooh, Jen Lawrence.
By the way, anyway. Dink going to be nominated for an Emmy.
Jen Lawrence is.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, the girl from American Hustle, from Katniss Everdeen, from
The Hunger Games.
You got a thing for her?
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Me and most of America, you fucking snob,
bro. She is delicious.
A snob? You got to think,
Brian. Say that one more time.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Anyway,
The
Dink already he's going to get an Emmy for his work on Game of Thrones this year with the whole trial.
A second one.
He got a first one already,
didn't he?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Scene he did this year though, at the trial of Tyrion was amazing.
I'm pretty sure he got one in the second season.
He may have. He may have.
He was up for one, definitely.
I'm not going to go crazy looking for it right now.
Don't.
Because it's too, like, spot on that he probably did.
Anything the Dink does, I am there.
He's awesome.
He is one of my favorite actors.
Have you guys ever seen the fucking Peter Dinklage Game of Thrones song?
Yes. The SNL thing?
Is it an SNL thing?
I think it was an SNL.
I wish it was a little bit taller.
No.
The thing I sent you, that was another thing.
If you YouTube, like, Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones theme, somebody did an incredible song where it's like him, I think, saying his name over and over again.
Dinklage?
Theme. Yeah.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's awesome.
I will be looking it up.
I think, though, I really love the first X-Men First Class. And this movie looks like it's going to be, I think, the best comic book movie I've ever seen.
And also, I don't know about the best comic movie, because we've seen Dark Knight, we've seen Winter Soldier. Those, to me, are the top two.
Honestly,
Avengers. Top three. It's going to be tough to
From going as a kid, the Avengers was a lot to do with, like, all these guys have their own movies. It's cool to see them all
in one place. But it's so cool. It's still a good movie.
It's great. The other two movies, though, they're fantastic, but I think that I just love the X-Men more than Captain America and Batman.
And a little hint I've been given, though. Stay till after the credits on this one.
What do you see?
Apocalypse.
For the third movie?
Yes. For the next one.
Yeah, man.
They're going to do Age of Apocalypse, or it's called X-Men Apocalypse.
Do you think Apocalypse is going to be an actor, or is it going to be a voice?
From what I'm told, and sorry, spoilers if you're... don't want to hear it, shut off the next minute or so. But from what I hear, it's a flashback to ancient Egypt, and you see a young actor as Apocalypse, as he's assembling pyramids with his powers and shit. You see the four horsemen, his four horsemen in the background. I don't know if that's true. I haven't seen it yet, but that's what I've been told. I always
pictured Apocalypse as the voice of Darth Vader, though, man. Like, a deep,
James Earl?
Gotta be deep. It's gotta be deep. It's not gonna be like... like, make pyramids. Like, it's gotta be like...
I am your father.
Give forth my horseman and crush the X-Men.
Ride, horseman.
Like, it's not that at all.
I will make Jean Grey and Cyclops meet.
That is not the voice of Apocalypse.
That might be Sinister.
Sinister is lame-o
it's always terrible.
With a mullet who wants to just have the summer's bang. Like, he's the worst. I hope they never make a movie.
I made Cable.
I own lots of powder. Very white here.
Feather God, I'm the worst.
Feather cape.
He did have a feather.
He awful.
Anyway, so stay for that. Speaking of Marvel movies, we got one more thing. Do you guys remember Anthony Mackie?
No.
He played the Falcon in Captain America.
He was good. Yeah.
He got cast in a new thing. He was also in Pain and Gain.
Awesome movie,
which
by
is
way.
A movie I know you like. Mm-hmm. He is cast in a new biopic about Jimi Hendrix.
He looks like Jimi Hendrix.
Good casting, no?
Yeah, very good.
Now, this is actually going to go up against a competing Jimi Hendrix biopic starring Andre Benjamin.
Don't know that guy.
The guy from Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
Oh, that motherfucker?
The two of them are playing competing Hendrixes.
I'm going to see them both. That's going to be great.
I know, right? Like, now, those are two really good castings.
I'm going to see the Mackie one. I feel that maybe the music might be better in the Andre 3000 one, but I think Mackie's a better actor.
I think he looks more the role.
But he's also a trained actor. He's an actor.
Right.
But Andre Benjamin is just a musician.
Andre 3000 has been in Four Brothers.
What I have here is bad, but he's not great.
I have here a side-by-side comparison photo. When you see Anthony Mackie and you see Jimi Hendrix, there's much more of a resemblance as far as the the jaw and like the bone, like they look more alike. They just completely look more alike. He's a good at. I like him.
Is he named anything yet?
Yes. His movie is called Jimmy.
What's the other one called?
The other one is called
Jimmy
Aldous by My Side.
I bet you that one's going to be better.
Aldous by My Side or Jimmy?
Aldous by My Side.
I don't like Jimmy. That's like a stupid name because if you had a movie about Yogi Berra,
like is this about a bear?
Yogi Berra 3D,
right?
I saw this Yogi movie. There was not one just like Johnny basket.
But these movies
with Johnny Cash, his movie was Walk the Line. It's much better. Imagine if the movie's called Cash.
Movies have changed names. I mean, for example, All's by My Side was originally known as Crosstown Traffic. So.
Now, if you had a chance to name the movie, hypothetically, what would you name it?
Voodoo Child.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, Joe.
I was thinking, like, Along the Watchtower.
Purple. That's a Bob Dylan song. Is it? Don't name his movie after a cover.
That's one of my favorites.
Purple Haze.
Purple Haze.
Yeah, All Along the Watchtower. Maybe a line out of All Along the Watchtower.
Or a random
I like where you're going with that. Like
not a movie,
instead of a song title, like a line out of a song.
Yeah,
not a song title, but On Fire.
All right, no, I see where you're going. That's cool.
It's On Fire, yeah. All right, man. So,
one more little
on
thing.
On drugs.
Yeah, on hard drugs.
Did anybody else see Godzilla yet?
Not yet. No.
Or just me?
No.
Because it's one of those movies.
Did they get another Japanese guy to walk around in a suit?
No.
No?
Big CGI awesomeness. But it's one of those movies that you see and then you reflect on for a week. And then you decide what you really think.
There goes Tokyo. Godzilla.
I went from, that was a good movie, to I fucking can't wait to see that movie again. I really enjoy it.
You have a Peter Cranston boner too, though, don't
Brian
you?
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When you see the movie,
I'm actually seeing Bryan Cranston and LBJ.
When you see, you're seeing LBJ?
Yeah, next week.
Oh, nice. I want to see that.
I just want to be like, Heisenberg. You're like, shut the fuck up. Like, no, Heisenberg.
I'm sure he's used to, I'm the one who knocks.
No one cares about this stupid play. Heisenberg.
I'm the one who got souls. Anyway, he's not in that much of the movie, so it doesn't even. I got more of a Godzilla boner because Godzilla is one of my favorite movie series as a child.
Man, it was such a bad movie when I was growing up.
No, come on, they're all good.
I love it.
Fucking Matthew Broderick, that movie.
No, not that shit. Fucking 1950s,
60s, 70s, 50s.
1954's Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah, I guess so. That's
the Japanese dub with fucking the American actors.
Gojira. Yeah.
Badly placed into it.
My whole thing with Godzilla, my first like taste of Godzilla was that stupid fucking Matthew Broderick movie when I was.
Oh my god! Well, they're in Madison Square Garden.
I was a little kid. I thought it was gonna be fucking awesome. And it was
you
like,
fucked up.
This dinosaur's so fast.
That in amongst the Godzilla community, that movie is called Gino. They call it Gino, which is Godzilla in name only.
Not only did that movie ruin Godzilla, it ruined a perfectly good Led Zeppelin song,
and it ruined a.
Come with me. Come with, yeah. Cashmere.
Yeah. You can blame Puff Daddy for that.
Here we go. Dinosaur. No, Godzilla. No.
Puff Daddy sucks a dick. That song awful, man. Terrible.
You
can
blame
God.
Jimmy Page for that.
I'd blame both of them.
Jimmy Page was...
Anyway.
He puffy, fucking wrote that shit. He should fucking have a little more respect for his fucking music.
My news here is that the director, Gareth Edwards, of the newest Godzilla flick, is going to have his hands full for the next few years because he has signed on for 3 movies, Godzilla 2, Godzilla 3, and the first of the Star Wars spinoff films.
Not Godzilla vs. Gamera. Off
in Star Wars.
Yo, if am I the only one that's not excited about the new Star Wars movies?
You are.
J.J. Abrams is supposed to be directing the new one.
I'm super psyched. I love what he did with Star Trek.
The first three more, the new three ones were just shit.
They were terrible. There's nowhere to go but up.
No.
Right.
There's nowhere to go but up.
But the originals were so good. Like, how are you going to have Han Solo that's not Harrison Ford?
It is Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but at this point, did Greedo shoot first?
They're doing in the future. Harrison Ford's in it. Han Solo's probably going to die I'm going to have to weigh in.
I have a plan. Like, that's Millennium Falcon.
I do really care about
Joey.
Star Wars.
Is there going to be a shitty band at some point?
Hey, who wants to hear that same song
I want there to be at least one shitty band.
That's really. The Max Rebo band from Return of the Jedi. Sorry, nerding. But yeah, this guy's doing the first.
Ow, Pete, get that fucking boner away from me, dude.
Sorry. It's unwieldy, I know.
I know.
Watch your eyes!
Once you get it loose, it's hard to get back in its cage.
We're talking Star Wars and Godzilla in one sentence. It's unwieldy. Anyways, so yeah, he might. We don't know which is the first Star Wars movie. Rumor has it Boba Fett. Here's how they're doing. They're doing Episode 7, standalone movie. Episode 8, standalone movie. Episode 9, standalone movie.
So they could do, like, literally, they could do a movie about Boba Fett, and it could be going, like, as A New Hope was going on.
Exactly. So it's going to be Episode 7, which is in the future, and then standalone Boba Fett movie, then Episode 8, then standalone Han Solo as a young man movie.
Who's playing him?
God willing,
no announcements yet.
God willing,
but Gareth Edwards, I really like his direction.
God willing, we all meet again in Star Wars 25, The Search for More Money.
Star Wars The Flamethrower. The kids love it.
Kids love that one.
Yo, Star Wars 25 is just J.J. Abrams on the fucking screen, on a green screen.
Making a ring.
Holding a computer in one hand and throwing money up with the other hand. Just like,
quietly masturbating
you
on you all.
Fuck you guys. Doesn't even masturbate. He's got a boner just shooting at cum. That's how, like, hard he is. From all the money that he made with the stupid computer.
No,
he actually paid.
He actually paid for the digital technology for him to blow a load of money on the stripper.
Yeah. Yo, I'm saying, he's standing in front of a green screen. None of it's real.
Now, the joke's been made a million times, but how many lens flares are those lightsabers going to make?
Oh.
You see that last Star Trek? It's like, you can't even watch it. It's just lights in your eyes.
Dude. I have no faith in the new Star Wars series.
I love both. I have fucking faith.
Both because Star Abrams, Trek's are really good.
Abrams Stinks. Did in one movie for Star Trek what Star Wars couldn't do in three. And that's make a good prequel.
Yo, why don't you call him out on his shit and pull up J.J. Abrams' IMDb right now? And
I'm just saying. He's got good stuff. I dug those.
Super 8.
I love that movie.
Great movie. Lost.
Ken is still hurt.
He developed that series. He didn't end it.
It stinks.
He started it. Yeah. He didn't end it. So he was involved in the good parts. Fringe, I love that show.
Stop writing that. Great.
He's got that dude from Lord of the Rings who's like, my son is dead. Blah, blah, blah. I hate that guy.
And it's Walter Bishop, who's a much more pleasant character.
Yeah,
anyway.
All right, like let's end this.
Fringe, who even heard of that?
I heard of it.
It's got an audience.
It's a Fox TV show.
I watched it years later after it ended. I met my girlfriend who was huge into it. I have friends who are into
Fringe?
It. We all know Fringe.
You should break up with her.
You're a dick.
Fringe. I'm joking.
Whoa.
I'm joking.
You're
I'm joking.
Dickhead.
I've never even seen it. So
has your girlfriend watched Fringe?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
It's clearly, not great.
Clearly not worth it.
Yeah,
there's a reason it's...
Well, Lou hates everything.
If she's listening...
I'm going to say, like, definitely don't leave that girl. Don't leave your girl about Fringe, but Fringe.
Have you seen that episode?
Fringe is halfway between fucking X-Files.
Raise your hand if you've
X-Files
seen...
and fucking Dawson's Creek.
Raise your hand if you've seen an episode.
Shut the fuck up, Lou.
Pretty much.
Lou, it's got
one actor from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Charlie Conway, right? Yeah. Charlie Conway's in that shit.
That guy's a dick.
The guy from Mighty Ducks. Yes.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, Triple Deke, right? No, that movie was like 10 years ago, dick. It's fucking Fringe.
What was his name on Dawson's Creek?
Charlie Conway?
It was Pacey.
Oh, man.
Pacey fucked his teacher. I remember watching season one.
Pacey.
Laying a pipe to the teacher. Nice, Lacey.
Anyway, let's call it a night.
Let's call it a night.
Anybody have anything to add before we do this?
Nah, man. Another good episode.
I'm going to be a menace in the apocalypse. That's what I'm going to add.
Yeah, Cat's going to be all like,
next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face.
Those pizza bombs will be in full effect.
Oh, like, man. If you see dried pizza everywhere, just leave. Just fucking leave.
They will be operational by
now. We gotta get out of here. We're in the pizza district.
We're in a pizza zone.
I think Brian's here.
Brian's gonna pop up like, it's a me, Brian.
Do you smell fucking garlic?
Calzone!
30 minutes or less, motherfuckers!
Anyway, follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook, Painted Black Comics. Email us, paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. New books, almost done. I'm almost done with The Seventh Fear. It's going very well. Listen to our other podcast, The A-Squad.
A-Squad, Disenfranchised, and Politwits.
Politwits, which I wasn't on A-Squad this week. Bugs me. But I'll be on next week. Anyway, anybody else? Anything?
No. Wrap it up.
All right, for myself.
Always wrap it up.
Wear Jimmy hat, people.
And I'm Pete. For Brian, Ken, and Lou, close the door behind you.